Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right-hander Hunter Dryden gets the start for Mahoning Valley tonight. Dryden, out of the state of Washington, more precisely Deer Park, Washington. He is 22 years old, pitched this past college season, or his last time in a collegiate season at Whitworth University, but will join the Gonzaga team for the coming collegiate season. 5'11", 168 pounds, the right-hander has made one appearance so far in a starting role for the Scrappers. He pitched four scoreless innings as well, as did Spike starter Jackson DeLena in his last outing. Dryden allowed one hit and four walks over four frames, but struck out five batters, and again, no runs against him. Defense behind him will be Will Shannon at first base, Jordan Donahue at second, Carson Crawford at shortstop, Bill Ankeny is at third base. The outfield, Brian Williams in left, Joel Dragoo in center, and Garrett Pike in right. Alton Geiselman, who finished out the game catching for the Scrappers last night, will get the start behind the plate this evening for Mahoning Valley. For the Spikes, Trayson Hughes, Samuel Benjamin, and Cade Climie started off, with Hughes the first man to stride to the plate. Left-handed hitter playing first base once again tonight is Ryland West, getting a bit of rest, and so once again put into position at first. Hughes in the left-handed batter's box takes the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch at 7.03 p.m. It is a strike on the inside corner. 94 miles an hour on the fastball from the righty Dryden. Immediately into the windup, and his next offering is swung on, lifted in the air center field, but this will be playable for Dragoo, who settles underneath it, makes the catch. Tonight's first pitch at 7.03, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Now Samuel Benjamin and Moore, Hughes, still hitting well, .367, .457 on base percentage, but Benjamin has remained hot as can be. .485 the batting average, .585 on base percentage, but he swings at the first pitch, pops it up, out towards center field goes the shortstop Crawford. He makes an over-the-shoulder catch. Dragoo, the center fielder, was coming in to provide support, but Crawford tracked it down. And quickly, three pitches and 2 outs, and Cade Climie, the batter. Climie checked out of the game early last night after drawing a walk, stealing base, and scoring the first Spikes run. But he is back in the order as the DH tonight. 417 batting average for him in his return to the Spikes. He takes a strike. Change up upper half of the zone. 0-1 the count. Climby with two doubles, three runs knocked in. A 636 on base percentage in his first five games. And he sends this one foul, a worm burner along the grass. The Darnell Sweeney, the former big leaguer, Spike's first base coach, will sidle over to pick up off the dirt and toss into the Scrappers dugout. 0-2 the count to Climby. Two outs, top of the first. We are just underway with no score here at Eastwood Field. And the pitch. Chopper foul, third base side. And manager Tim Battle doing the coaching over at third. Moves nary a muscle as that ball bounced past him. But it stayed in the field of play, so shortstop Carson Crawford will retrieve it. He'll toss it towards the State College dugout. Actually, Tim will be the cutoff man for that throw. Still 0-2 to Climby, the pitch. Fastball and a call, actually a slider rather, and a called strike three nevertheless. Hunter Dryden needs just seven pitches to record the first three outs of the game. Jackson Delina, who threw four scoreless innings last time out, gets the ball for the Spikes in the bottom half. When we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities in the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Of Shippensburg University, a native of Montoursville, Pennsylvania, more precisely Cogan Station, but a product of Montoursville Area High School. And Delina impressed in his first outing of the season up in Trenton last Thursday night. He threw four innings, allowed just two hits, no walks, three strikeouts, and again, four scoreless innings, and elicited a double play as well. He actually faced the minimum through his first three frames. Needed just 46 pitches to get through those four innings. And if he maintains that level of efficiency tonight, he may yet go five or longer. Jordan Donahue, Joel Dragu, and Garrett Pike will be the top three in the order against Delina. Donahue making his first appearance of the series. A 333 batter in four games with the Scrappers. One double, four RBIs, a 467 on-base percentage. He takes strike one, a fastball at 91 miles an hour over the outer corner to the left-handed hitter. Donahue, a product of the University of Hawaii. He is a native of Honolulu. And the 0-1 outside a ball, 1-1 the count. Fastball again from Delina. 5'10", 170 pounds. The dimensions for Donahue, he is 23 years of age. Get to the Spikes defensive array here momentarily. The 1-1 pitch and breaking ball missed outside, 2-1 the count. Behind Alina, it's Trayson Hughes at first, Blake Wilson at second, Carson Luna at short, Daniil Ortiz is at third. Get to the outfield after the 2-1 pitch. Here it is. Swung on, popped up. Left side of the infield, Ortiz down the foul line, tracks it, makes the catch in fair territory, and there's one away. Here's Joel Dragoo coming to the plate now for Mahoning Valley. Dragoo batting 174. Looking for his first RBI of the season. He does have a 240 on base percentage. Did not play in last night's game. In the opener of this series Tuesday, he went 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. He swings at the first pitch here, sends it to center field. Benjamin going back on it, reels it in. And there's two down here in the bottom of the first inning. Garrett Pike impressed in his very first spike, or his very first Scrappers game last night, rather. 3-for-5 with 7 runs batted in, including a grand slam. He also stole 2 bases. So unenviable percentage numbers of, or rather very enviable percentage numbers, 600 the batting average, 500 the on-base percentage, because it includes a sac fly, which counts against you in OBP, and a 1,200 slugging percentage. Takes ball one low on the breaker from Delino, 1-0 the count. Next offering from Jackson, the fastball low again, 2-0 the count. Will Shannon is on deck. Should Pike extend the inning? Outfield for the Spikes. Derek Wiley in left. Samuel Benjamin in center. Tyson Bass in right. Doing the catching tonight is Max Bushyhead in the 2-0. Swing and a miss right through the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And strike one as Delina's catcher, his last time out, was also Max Bushyhead. And that can go a long way toward developing some consistency. Here in the early stages, the 2-1 flared over the head of the shortstop Luna into left center field, a base hit. And Pike is on with the first hit of the game. And that will bring up Will Shannon. The first baseman did not play last night, went 0-for-2 with a pair of walks on Tuesday. For the season, Shannon, a native of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, Detroit area, out of Hillsdale College, Division II school up in Michigan. He is hitting .222 with a .300 on-base percentage, 2 doubles, 5 RBIs in his first 7 games with the Scrappers, and the pitch called a strike. Fastball at the knees, 0-1. The Scrappers were 10-for-10 last night in stealing bases, which is a high watermark, certainly for this season, and I believe it would be for any team in the MLB Draft League's history. Although those 2021 spikes certainly had some big, big nights. On the base paths, the 0-1 swung on and missed. Curveball got him to go. 0-2 the count. Pike showing no intention of going on the move just yet. Hughes holding him on at first. Delina out of the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball and a called strike 3 right at the knees. And Jackson Delina records the first spike strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base, and at the end of one, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Daniel Ortiz tied for fourth in the MLB Draft League in RBIs with eight. The defending MLB Draft League Player of the Week starts off the top of the second inning for the Spikes. No score in this one. Finale of a three-game series, and he takes a strike. Fastball over the outer half of the plate at 93 miles an hour from Hunter Dryden, the Mahoning Valley starter who needed just seven pitches to get through the opening inning. Next offering fouled back to the screen. Dryden has now thrown nine pitches in the game. They've all been strikes. 0-2 the count to Ortiz. He's batting .429 still this year with a .564 on base percentage. Takes a fastball high. Dryden human after all. And the count 1-2. Daniil with a double and a home run. Of course, had the walk-off base hit. Bottom of the ninth on Sunday night. Back in Medler Field at Lebrano Park to cap off a season-opening sweep on the home schedule. And here's a 1-2, bounced up the middle into center field, a base hit. First one of the night for the Spikes. And Ortiz is aboard as the leadoff man now in the second. That'll bring up Tyson Bass. And Bass playing right field tonight, batting .320. Remember, he had a four-hit game in the opening series of the season against Trenton. In fact, it was the season-opening series, and he takes a strike on the inner half. Now the set by Dryden out of the stretch for the first time tonight. The pitch, a strike throw down to first, and Ortiz dives back in. Shannon is holding him on, playing off the plate. Now Bass in the right-handed box. Middle infield, a double play depth for Mahoning Valley. The pitch upstairs, ball one. Scrappers defense has only committed four errors in the first eight games of the season. Spikes, unfortunately, guilty of five last night. Seven double plays turned by Mahoning Valley as well, but Crawford and Donahue see how this double play combo fares. There goes Ortiz on a 1-1 pitch, bounces it towards the second baseman, Donahue, who grabs it, throw to first in time. He's trying to hit it on a little bit of a hit-and-run action to the spot where Donahue had vacated, but Donahue was able to slide back to his left and grab it. Ortiz does reach second on the ground out. One down for Derek Wiley, the left fielder. And Wiley looking for his second hit of the season. 23rd at bat. .222 the on-base percentage. He has knocked in a run already this year. Chance to put the Spikes out in front here with a hit and the pitch. First pitch, breaking ball for a strike. 0-1 the count, and Dryden has definitely started off strong. First pitch strikes on everybody so far. He's only thrown two balls in his first 15 pitches. 0-1. Fastball, that does miss low. One ball, one strike. 94, however, the velocity on that one. Again, Dryden, a Division III pitcher, but he is slated to join Gonzaga as a grad transfer, and that's something that opportunities that might be open up now for pitchers in the lower divisions. They might be able to advance up to those mid-major type programs, and of course, Gonzaga playing in the West Coast Conference for baseball. And the West Coast, a mid-major conference in baseball, but certainly on the upper echelon of mid-major status. And here's the 1-1, a swing and a miss. 1-2, and in fact, that will have a lot of Washington State's games starting next season as the conference realignment, the reduction of the Pac-12 to the Pac-2 officially takes place in just about 2 weeks. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip at the plate, and Geiselman not able to haul it in. 1-2 to Wiley. Of course, Oregon State, the other half of the Pac-2 still remaining, they are electing to play baseball as an independent starting this coming spring. But they'll be able to now schedule several different teams in amidst their conference seasons. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. So the second strikeout for Dryden, two down in the top of the second. Ortiz remains at second base. And here's Max Bushyhead, the State College catcher, seventh place hitter in the order. The Manford, Oklahoma native headed to the University of Oklahoma, which will be in the SEC this coming season for baseball and all other sports. Bushyhead, 167 batting average, but a 500 on base percentage so far. He's 2-for-12 with 8 walks, and Ortiz takes off for third. The pitch, swung on a miss, throw to third in time. Ankeny applies the tag, and Ortiz caught stealing 2-5 to end the top of the second inning. No runs, a hit, but nobody left. End of an inning and a half. Still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Jackson Delina returns to the hill to face the 5-6-7 hitters in the Mahoning Valley lineup. Alton Geiselman, Cohen Nicklai, and Brian Williams. No score here in the final game of a three-game set at Eastwood Field, Niles, Ohio, corner of the Eastwood Mall property, one of the largest mall properties in America. And the first pitch to Geiselman, a breaking ball low and away. Ball one. Geiselman, the catcher, checked in late in the game last night, went 0-for-1 at the plate, and a Grand Canyon University, a native of La Jolla, California. And the next offering, a fastball low, 2-0 the count. Geiselman playing his third game for the Scrappers. He's 0-for-5 in total, his first two outings. And the 2-0 pitch, flared toward right field, drops in for a base hit. Went the other way on that one, and Geiselman has Mahoning Valley's second hit. Leadoff man on in the bottom of the second inning. Joe Putnam along with you here in Niles, of course. Despite the Spikes being out here in eastern Ohio, completing the first half of this six-game road trip, plenty of action back home in Happy Valley. The PIAA State Baseball Championships taking place in Medler Field at Lebrano Park today and tomorrow. Just as the PIAA State Softball Championships are taking place at Beard Field, Nittany Lions Softball Park as well. Today, the 2A, 4A, and 6A championship games. Tomorrow, 1A, 3A, and 5A. We'll get you the early look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard at what has gone on so far at the PIAAs. As Delina, fastball misses high, 1-0 to Cohen Nicolai, the catcher. Nicolai batting 231, a triple, an RBI, 375 on base percentage. The 1-0 foul tip into the mitt 1-1 the count. Day started off big time, and what a story it was as the Class 2A title game, which started at 10:30 this morning, pitted local favorite Baldigal area, located just 14 miles away from Medler Field at Lebrano Park, looking for their second consecutive Class 2A title as the 1-1 fouled away to the right side. They were facing Tri-Valley, which had a very special connection to a Spikes legend, Josiah Vieira, of course, hailed from Higgins, Pennsylvania, and unfortunately left us too soon, but left an indelible mark on all of us and all of his classmates who formed the Tri-Valley baseball team. As the 1-2 bounce foul to the third base side, the Tri-Valley Bulldogs honoring Josiah before the game, carrying the banner bearing the logo that he drew that was on the Spikes uniforms last year in our tribute to Josiah Vieira. Never give up, inside a baseball field, drawn by the man himself, and they pose with that in front of Josiah Vieira's retired number 10, which is on the right field wall at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. So very emotional connection to Medler Field at Lebrano Park for that squad. But Baldigal area, of course, with the hometown connection, and what a team the Eagles are. They win their second consecutive Class 2A State Baseball Championship, ranked number one in the state in the Max Preps rankings for much of the season. BEA wins it 11-3. It was a tie game until the fifth inning, but then the Eagles broke it wide open as Nikolai fouls it away. 1-2 the count to him. Runner on first, no outs, bottom of the second. Delina to the plate. Breaking ball low. Rising to throw his bushy head, but no movement by the runner. 2-2. And so, congratulations to the Eagles of Bald Eagle area, and I'm sure that we will be celebrating with the Eagles later on this season at a State College Spikes home game. So be on the lookout for that. 2-2, breaking ball dips out of the zone. Nikolai lays off again, and the count runs full. Following game, Holy Ghost Prep winning it in the final frame, 6-5 over Indiana. That was the Class 4A title game, so congrats to Holy Ghost Prep. The Class 6A championship game going on right now. 3-2 to Nikolai. Fastball, called, strike three in the inside corner, 90 miles an hour. Both of Delina's strikeouts have been looking tonight, and both brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in Pennsylvania to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Geiselman remains at first, one out for Brian Williams, the left fielder. Williams did not play last night, nor in the opener of this series, and he takes the first pitch for a ball outside. Curveball from Delina, and falling behind in the count, Williams out of Midwest City, Oklahoma. Throw on to first, tag applied by Hughes, but Geiselman is back. And just 18 years old is Brian Williams, 6 foot, 175 pounds. Williams, so far this year, 3 of 11 at the plate. That's a .273 average. 3 walks for a .429 on base percentage. He takes a fastball on the outer edge for a strike. 1-1 the count, righty on the mound, righty at the plate. In that 6A title game, LaSalle College High School taking on Hempfield. And it is Hempfield currently leading 3-1 as they go to the sixth inning in the final game being played today in the PIAA State Baseball Championships. So six Pennsylvania high school champs to be determined at the home of the Spikes here over the course of these 2 days. The 1-1 to Williams fouled away, 1-2 the count. Tomorrow, action will start again at 10:30 a.m. with the Class 1A title game. Faith Christian Academy takes on Eden Christian Academy in the opener. The 1-2 to Williams, breaking ball low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Class 3A title game scheduled for 1:30 will pit Newman Goretti against Avonworth. And then scheduled for 4:30 p.m., the Class 5A title game, Governor Mifflin against Hollidaysburg. Not too far of a trip for the Golden Tigers. 2-2. Popped up foul, first base side, and I've had the chance to chat on many occasions with the athletic director at Hollidaysburg, also the head football coach, Homer DeLantre, one of the great gentlemen of high school sports administration, and a guy who, even though there have been politics involved in high school sports, he's the kind of person who forges those connections, brings communities together, and certainly partial to the Golden Tigers in that matchup because of it, but good luck to all the teams competing at Medler Field. Lebrano Park, a swing and a miss by Brian Williams on the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And Jackson Delina's third strikeout of the night is brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza and State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainnittany.org/expresscare. Here is Bo Ankeny, the third baseman. Ankeny played his first game of the series last night, went 2-for-4, was hit by a pitch and walked, scored a pair of runs, and he is hit by a pitch here as well. Up and in on the breaking ball, so first hit batsman for either side of the game, puts runners on first and second with two down for Carson Crawford. Crawford shifting from the leadoff spot in the order, or rather the number two spot in the order last night, I beg your pardon, down to the bottom of the order. But, of course, a lot of managers nowadays using that as sort of a second leadoff spot, bringing momentum back to the top of the order. Crawford in last night's game went 1-for-6, but he did score two runs and stole a base. And the pitch grounded inside the bag at third and down the left field line. It goes for extra bases. Geiselman around third, he will score. Bo Ankeny getting waved in as well, and he will score right behind him. And the Mahoning Valley Scrappers strike first. A two-run double for Carson Crawford, a 2-0 lead for the home team. And that will bring Jordan Donahue to the plate. Donahue, the leadoff man, popped out to the third baseman in the first inning. And again, it's Mahoning Valley. In this series, they're doing to the Spikes what the Spikes were doing to opposing teams over the course of a five-game hitting streak and a 5-1 start to the 2024 season. Driving in runs with two outs, stealing bases, not letting their foot off the gas. And the first pitch to Donahue, a fastball swung on and missed. 88 miles an hour, strike one. Those two runs, the first Jackson Delina has allowed as a Spike after 5 2/3 scoreless innings to start his tenure with State College. Delina out of the stretch, looks to second. Now the 0-1 homeward. Fastball outside, one ball, one strike. And it is quite a warm evening here in Niles. 83 degrees the official game time temperature, though it does feel about 5 to 6 degrees warmer than that. Wisps of clouds above us, mostly clear skies, and not a whole lot of wind at the moment. 1-1. Up and away for a ball, 2-1. Wind was blowing at about 9 miles an hour at game time, but it is at about 0 right now, maybe 1. Flags in right center field, not moving at all. Delina out of the stretch, the 2-1. Fastball called strike on the outer edge. 89 miles an hour, 2-2 the count. Called a strike there, and two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second inning, a 2-0 lead for Mahoning Valley. The righty Delina sets, the lefty Donahue waits at the plate, the pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Going back on it is Benjamin, and he'll make, actually Wiley, I beg your pardon, will make the over-the-shoulder catch to end the inning. It's actually Benjamin in left, Wiley in center. And at the end of two innings, Mahoning Valley playing a pair of runs in the second on two hits, one left on base, takes a 2-0 lead. Back with more after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch, hit, and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com. Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
It is the third inning, and Max Bushyhead, Carson Luna, and Blake Wilson due up for the Spikes, trailing 2-0. Hunter Dryden, the right-handed starter, stays on the mound for Mahoning Valley. His first pitch of the inning to Bushyhead, bounced up the middle, making the catch behind the bag after a couple bounces is Crawford, but as he whirls, there is no play, so he'll hold on to the ball. And Max Bushyhead with a leadoff single, second straight inning. Spikes have let off with a hit. And here's Carson Luna. Like Bushyhead, just 18 years of age, Bushyhead actually was at the plate last inning when Daniel Ortiz was caught stealing to end the frame, but with a fresh count, able to bounce the first pitch up the middle for a hit. And now Luna in the right-handed box. Future Texas product, Max Bushyhead, of course, going to Oklahoma. So the Red River rivalry will be in effect this fall, but right now they're teammates here. More of the Spikes, and Luna takes the ball low. Carlos playing shortstop tonight. All right, check that. Carson playing shortstop tonight. Throw on to first. Bushyhead is back standing. Luna with a 185 batting average, but a 290 on base percentage. He has drawn four walks so far. Throw on to first, and Bushyhead back again. Now, Spikes' running game has not really been in evidence in this series, partly because of decreased opportunities to do so, but Bushyhead has not attempted to steal at all this year. Dryden with a 1-0, upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Two throws over to first, strictly as a matter of trying to keep Bushyhead as close to the bag as possible. Here's the set, and the 2-0. Swing and a miss, big cut by Carson Luna. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. By the way, shout-out to Spikes trainer Ashley McEwen, who had to make her way back to Happy Valley to finish up her commitments with West Branch Area School District. She will, however, be back in the fold tomorrow night as the pitch low and away, but a back throw to Bushyhead, and he is back safely head first. That was a close play as Geiselman trying to pick off his opposite number at catcher. And it was actually no swing on it. The pitch was low. 3-1 the count to Luna. And this is the 3-1 delivery. This is swung on and missed, and it's 3-2. But Bushyhead leaning towards second, maybe trying to draw the throw. It was pretty much on target, and Max just had to scramble back to the bag and did so. Resumes his lead off first, Dryden with a look over there, but sets at the letters, and the payoff pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Comes back with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to record his third strikeout of the night. One away in the top of the third, and here's Blake Wilson, the second baseman, most recently out of Kansas State. Wilson, whose only hit so far is a double, has six walks this year, 286 on base percentage, looking to kickstart things here in game nine this year. Throw on to first again, and again, Bushyhead, back standing. Now, this is quite the difference. Again, we've seen a lot of pitchers here in the early going. They're so focused on the plate dealing with the batter that it may be playing a factor in why runners are having so much success early on. First pitch to Wilson, fouled back to the screen, strike one. But now we're seeing Dryden paying extra close attention to Bushyhead, who, again, of all the spikes, and State College this year has attempted 35 steals. They've been successful 32 times. They had more than twice as many steals as any other team in the league coming into this series. But he has nothing across the board. Dryden with the 0-1. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. 0-2 with a throw back to the pitcher. Gets past him, but backed up nicely by Jordan Donahue, the second baseman, who scrambled over to take the throw on a hop. Otherwise, that might have sailed into center field and might have given Bushyhead second base. 0-2 the count to Wilson. One gone top of the third. Spikes trailing 2-0. Dryden gets the sign, sets, and delivers. And Wilson lets it go by. A slider outside, ball one. So in the meantime, while Ashley McEwen, Spike's athletic trainer, is out, Brandon Sharping filling in on the Mahoning Valley side. He was last year. He's filling in for the Spikes here tonight. And I said, hopefully I don't have to say your name, but definitely do want to give recognition. Our thanks to Brandon for coming out and pinch hitting as Wilson swings and misses strike three. 94 on the fastball. It's the fourth strikeout for Hunter Dryden. Bushyhead remains at first, two gone in the top of the third inning. And here is Trayson Hughes, the leadoff man and first baseman. Flied out to center field his first time up. Gave it a ride, but not quite far enough to get out of here. The set by Dryden and the first pitch to Hughes. Swing and a foul tip back to the screen it goes. Strike one, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's been mostly fastballs from Dryden tonight, and mostly strikes. He is now at 33 pitches, 26 of them in the zone. Now, of course, that might include pitches that were put into play that were outside the strike zone, but nevertheless, the 0-1 down and in for a ball. Changeup that time from Dryden, which came in at 87, and a good changeup usually has about 7-8 miles an hour difference, and we can see the data from TrackMan as well that tracks the spin rate, has a much lower spin, which is why there's decreased velocity. And the 1-1 sent to center field again. This will be an easier play for Dregu, who sidles to his right. Rays of the mitt makes the catch, and the inning is over. Max Bushyhead with a leadoff single, but it goes for naught. He's left on base. End of 2.5 here at Eastwood Field. Mahoning Valley 2, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half for the third inning. Jackson Delina back on the mound for the Spikes. As we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 2-3-4 hitters due up for Mahoning Valley, starting with Joel Dragu, the center fielder, 0-for-1, flat out to center field. His first time up, he takes a fastball for a strike upstairs in the zone, 0-1. Ramada out of town scoreboard will be in the offing as well as we take a look at the MLB Draft League. The 0-1 to Dragu, sent the other way, a soft liner, drops into right field again. Second time that has happened in the four hits the Scrappers have collected. Dragu is on with a leadoff single, and in fact, Alton Geiselman, the catcher last inning, was the man who collected the other soft liner to right for a single, and he was the leadoff man. Now here's Garrett Pike, the right fielder, had a little bit more of a solid single to left center field his first time up. Stands in the left-handed batter's box. Delina with a throw over to first. Dragu dives back in. Now Mahoning Valley with 10 steals last night, as many attempts. They're now 22 of 28 as a team on the base paths. Dragu is 1-for-2. Pitch homeward. And Pike fouls it off the top of the netting, angling toward the third base side. Back to the field of play it goes. And it's strike one. Our umpires tonight, Michael Gerber is behind the plate. Dominic Lowe working first base and Todd O'Dell at third base. Set by Delina in the 0-1 pitch. That is upstairs for a ball, 1-1. Now, league is making a more concerted effort to keep crews together for a series where they'll just rotate, but obviously unable to implement that this week, which does happen. All of these umpires, they're not full-time umpires. They have other things they're doing in the summertime, but they do serve in the collegiate ranks up and down the line. Several of them also do work local high school games in their home areas. There's the 1-1 fouled away, 1-2, but I think these umpires also looking to move in, get looked at, much the same as the players. Might not be a direct pipeline, but it is possible. And the 1-2, fouled in the crowd, third base side, and a fan wearing a Cincinnati Reds hat to our left reaches out with the mitt and makes the catch. We'll get the video to show to Rodney Martin, our PA announcer, on how to catch a foul ball with a mitt. Just kidding, Rodney. I know he is listening at home. Rodney, by the way, is recovering well. Minor medical procedure earlier this week, but was hoping to be part of the PIAAs, but now looks like he'll be back for the Spikes games next Tuesday and Wednesday. So instead, of course, those at Midler Field at Lebrano Park, hearing the dulcet tones of Jeff Brown right now. Great to have Jeff back in the fold, who was the longtime PA announcer at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. Fastball upstairs, 3-2, but so fortunate are we to have Rodney Martin here now. And, of course, Rodney, one half of the PA Express with yours truly at Beaver Stadium, returning this fall, welcoming you to the greatest show in college sports. Throw on to first, diving back in is Dragu. It's a full count on Garrett Pike. Nobody out, bottom of the third inning. Mahoning Valley leading the Spikes 2-0. And Delina out of the stretch delivers. Fastball just missed outside. Did not miss by much. And it's the first walk Jackson's allowed this season in the MLB Draft League. First and second now with nobody out, and here is Will Shannon. The first baseman struck out looking his first time up. Fans at Midler Field at Lebrano Park also heard from Joe Pillett earlier today. Longtime PA voice at Valdigalaria Sports. A unique opportunity to fill in, and we certainly thank Joe for that. From Joe to Joe. First pitch to Will Shannon, chopped at and missed, 0-1. Tomorrow it'll be Jeff and also Rob Thomas, the voice of the Williamsport Crosscutters, historic Bowman Field, public address voice, and I've heard him on the Little League World Series as well as the MLB Little League Classic. 0-1. High chopper to the left side. Taken by Luna. Fires to second. The throw goes wide into shallow right field. The runner's on the move. Dregu will come in to score. Pike with a big turn at third, but he's held up by Mike DeFelice, the third base coach. And into second goes Shannon. And that'll be the first error of the night for the Spikes, and Mahoning Valley extends the lead to 3-0. It was going to be a tough play for Carson to try and nab the runner at second because it was such a high bouncer. Luna had to wait for it to come down. He may have just tried to hurry the throw a bit. But E6 the call, and runners now at second and third with no outs for Alton Geiselman. Soft liner to right for a single last time up, and Blake Wilson hurrying over to his spot at second base to cover as Geiselman will look to go the other way. The pitch low and away for a ball. Fastball from Delina. And Delina now set, so the run as it stands unearned. The 1-0 fouled back to the screen, 1-1. But future action will dictate whether it remains that way. Meanwhile, we're talking about the PIAA Baseball Championships, the Class 6A title game ongoing. They've moved into the top of the seventh, which in the high school game is the final inning. Hempfield leading LaSalle College 3-2. One ball, one strike. And Delina delivers. Geiselman fouls it away high to the first base side and over the picnic pavilion over there, known as the Bullpen Bar and Grill. Here at Eastwood Field, of course, the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion out in left field at Medler Field at Lebrano Park is open with delicious all-you-can-eat fare, along with a chance to bring your group out to the game. To inquire about Pepsi Picnic Pavilion opportunities, call 814-272-1711. And the fastball in the inside corner freezes Geiselman, a called strike three. Fourth strikeout of the night for Jackson Delina. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Second and third, one out, and here is Cohen Nikolai. The designated hitter struck out looking against Delina in the second. Jackson to the plate. Breaking ball, tumbles low. Ball one. 3-0 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the third. Two runs in the second, one so far in this inning. Scrappers with four hits, the Spikes with two. State College with the lone error. Delina delivers the 1-0. Curveball slices across the inner half of the plate for a strike. It's 1-1. Jackson peering over the mid as he tucks it against his chin. Looking for the sign. Gets it. Now brings the ball in. Glove at the letters. The pitch. A hard ground ball up the middle into right center field. A base hit. One run will score in Pike. Shannon around third. He'll score as well. It's a two-run single for Cohen Nikolai. And the Mahoning Valley lead increases to 5-0. That'll bring Brian Williams to the plate. Williams, the left fielder, struck out in the second. 94 miles an hour, the exit velocity on that sharp ground ball from Nikolai. And now the pitch homeward. Fastball just low. 1-0 the count. Well, the running game has not been so much in evidence so far tonight, but Scrappers continue to hit the ball now. Five hits in the first three innings. And they are stringing them together as the 1-0 fouled away to the right side, evening the count. That's so much the key. I mean, scoring runs, it's really a chain effect. No one player, unless they hit a home run, of course, can score a run all by themselves. They need help from those up and down the lineup. The 1-1, that's a strike. Of course, you might be helped along as well. Wild pitches, errors, and the like. But those are the sorts of things that you can't always count on. So usually it's about stringing hits together, stringing walks together. And those result in big innings, and the Scrappers had two crooked numbers already up on the line score. The 1-2 breaking ball down and away, blocked by Bushyhead, ball two. Now Mahoning Valley, with two wins so far in this series, has now moved into a tie for second place with the Spikes in the MLB Draft League standings here in the first half. Both of these teams just one game back of Williamsport entering the night. And the 2-2 sent in the air, right field corner, ranging toward the corner, and on the warning track making the catch is Bass. Nikolai retreats to first, two down in the bottom of the third inning. Crosscutters will be the opponent for the Spikes when we return home to Happy Valley for 6:35 p.m. games this coming Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday marks the return of Walking Taco Tuesday with half-price Walking Tacos all game long. Wednesday, it's the debut of Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Half-price hot dogs all game long, so just $2 hot dogs available. And half-price wine available from 5:30 to 7:30. 5-ounce servings, courtesy of Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. So, two popular promotions. One returning on the Daily Fan Value promotions list. The other jumping on this season, and both available. Tickets are also now available at statecollegespikes.com. You can buy and download right there. First pitch ball is low to Ankeny on the breaking ball. Or you can visit the Spikes ticket office. It'll be open tomorrow from 9 a.m. all the way until the end of the PIAA games. As the 1-0 swung on, sent deep to center field. Wiley on the run. He won't get to this one. It drops onto the warning track and rolls to the base of the wall. Nikolai around third will score. Ankeny hustling for third. The cutoff throw to the bag will not be in time. And Bo Ankeny with an RBI triple. It's now 6-0 Mahoning Valley. That's Ankeny's first extra base hit as a Scrapper. It's also his first run batted in. Yesterday was his first game in the Mahoning Valley lineup, and there's right-handed action now in the State College bullpen. It looks like Dane Pengelly, one of the newest additions to the Spikes, will make his debut with the club at some point soon, whether it is at the beginning of next inning, hoping for it not to be at the end of this one. He has just started warming up. It's going to be Delina to finish this one out. Jackson has thrown 62 pitches, 38 for strikes. He delivers a curveball high to start off Carson Crawford, who delivered a two-out, two-run double in the second. Next pitch fouled away first base side, 1-1 the count. 6-0 lead for the Scrappers. Two runs in the second, four so far here in the third inning. An error in between the three hits in this frame, helping things along for the Scrappers. And the 1-1, a breaking ball popped up foul, out of play, first base side into the upper level of seats. Ball and two strikes. Check on the MLB Draft League scores. Actually, one game already in the books. And the MLB Draft League, Trenton hosting one of their usual daytime games in the middle of the week. This time on a Thursday afternoon. Of course, last year it was the Spikes playing them on a Wednesday afternoon. Two balls, two strikes. Spikes won that game, holding on. Jonah Jenkins had a nice start in that one. It was in the second half of the MLB Draft League season. And a breaking ball low, 3-1 the count. Ty Buckner closed it out for the Spikes in that one. And boy, was Ty Buckner great in both halves of the MLB Draft League season. Certainly opened some eyes and hopefully continues on with his baseball career. As the 3-2 to Crawford, sent in the eighth. The Toyota RAV fourth inning. Samuel Benjamin, the Spikes left fielder, who carries the longest hitting streak in the MLB Draft League. There have been eight games played by the Spikes. Benjamin has at least one hit in all of them. He notched a pair of doubles last night. And the first pitch taken for a strike. Next offering fouled away. Third base seats. 0-2 the count. Samuel flying out to left center field. It was the shortstop Crawford who was able to make the over-the-shoulder catch. on that one. Now facing two strikes from Hunter Dryden here in the right-hander wheels and deals. Fastball upstairs. Benjamin wisely lays off. It's ball one. 92 miles an hour there. And a final on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard from the PIAA State High School Baseball Championships of Medler Field, Lebrano Park. The Class 6A title game, Hempfield defeats LaSalle College 3-2 to capture the 6A crown, joining Baldy Galeria and Holy Ghost Prep as state champions crowned today at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. They have been doing so since 2010. And the 2-2 lined into left field, a base hit. That's a 9-game hitting streak for Samuel Benjamin. He came into the game with a .485 batting average. Now 1-for-2 in this one, so that'll tick up the average a few points. Cade Climie will step in. Climie, the designated hitter, is 0-for-1. He struck out looking back in the first. Spike's third hit of the game as Benjamin is aboard. Just past the top of the 8 o'clock hour here in the Eastern time zone. Joe Putnam along with you along the Spikes Radio Network. Of course, good friends at Penn State Health, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics, presenting it all as the pitch is fly to right field, and coming in to make the catch is Garrett Pike. Benjamin retreats to first, one away in the top of the fourth. Scrappers leading the Spikes 6-0. Mahoning Valley looking to capture the sweep, although Spikes should tell them a thing or two about racing out to big leads in the final game of a series when looking for the sweep. Remember, it was on Sunday. Spikes actually were in control of the game. They're leading by 4 going into the 8th inning. Then West Virginia turned the tables, took an 8-7 lead into the 9th. The Spikes scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 9th, and Daniil Ortiz had the walk-off single to end it. Ortiz, the batter now, takes a fastball low and away, ball 1. Daniil singled in the second inning, but was caught stealing on the base paths. Benjamin leads off first, Dryden to the plate, and Ortiz sends this one towards center field deep. Dragoo going back, and he reels it in at the warning track. Daniil Ortiz smoked that ball, but credit to Dragoo for chasing it down. Trackman measuring that at 395 feet, needed to go 400 to get out of here. And it got up there in a hurry, 102 miles an hour. Ortiz, the most consistent velo man among Spikes hitters so far, and getting reassurances as he heads in. A tough luck out. But Joel Dragoo might tell him that sometimes you make your luck, and that's what Dragoo did there. Benjamin remains at first, 2 down, and Tyson Bass, the batter, takes a breaking ball high. Ball 1. Bass grounded out to second his first time up. 6-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the third. Dryden sets. There goes Benjamin. The pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to second, bounces in offline, and Samuel Benjamin has the stolen base. That's the Spikes' first steal of the night, and only their fourth steal of the series. Benjamin has 2 of them. Sam, a robust 7 of 8 on the base paths this year. Into scoring position with 2 outs for Bass and a 1-1 count. Dryden stepping off the top of the hill briefly to adjust his cap, which has fallen off a couple of times. Works off the first base side of the slab when he's in the stretch. Now looks to second and the pitch. Breaking ball upstairs, ball 2 to Bass. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League already today. Trenton shutting out Frederick 7-0 to conclude that series. Both teams now at 3-6 in the MLB Draft League. Williamsport and West Virginia meeting at historic Bowman Field to complete that series. Spikes will be visiting the Black Bears as they will travel back home to Kendrick Family Ballpark tomorrow night. 7 o'clock game between West Virginia and State College. I'll be on with you at 6:45 with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. But in the finale of that set this evening in Williamsport, the Crosscutters leading the Black Bears 6-4. They're in the bottom of the 5th. They got started a little before us. 2-2 to Bass, swung on and missed, strike three. A fastball and got him, and that's five strikeouts for Hunter Dryden, who has now thrown eight consecutive scoreless innings to begin his tenure with the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base for the Spikes. 3.5 gone, 6-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fourth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes, and it's right-hander Dane Pengelly out of the University of New Mexico. Pengelly, a native of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. He is 6'3", 205 pounds. He is 21 years of age. And Pengelly with a hard G, with a lot of accomplishments, including the fact that he's posted a weighted 4.1 GPA in engineering at New Mexico. He earned Mountain West, College Sports Communicators Academic All-District Team honors. He was Mountain West Pitcher of the Week on May 13th, near the end of the regular season this year, through 12 strikeouts and 7 scoreless innings against Nevada, the most strikeouts for any New Mexico pitcher in a start since 2021. 13 appearances, 11 starts, 7.56 ERA over 50 innings, but 58 strikeouts to 35 walks. And Pengelly, with his first pitch as a State College Spike, delivers a fastball just outside to lefty Jordan Donahue. Donahue, the leadoff man, followed by Joel Dragu and Garrett Pike. 1-2-3 in the order here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the pitch, that is lifted foul, third base side. Let's go to the top row of the seats. 1-1. Thought it was going to float over them, but it rings around the railing behind that last row. 1-1 the count. Pengelly with an abbreviated stretch. And he kind of comes with a three-quarters delivery as the 1-1 pitch chopped foul at the plate. It hits Donahue, but he was in the batter's box, so simply strike two. And Donahue drops the bat, picks up the baseball, tosses it to the dugout. And now we'll step back into the left-handed box. Donahue's 0-for-2 tonight. A pop out to third, a fly out to center. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball just missed low. Actually, that the changeup from Pengelly. Came in at 88, but a lot of movement on it. Popped into the mitt still. Bushyhead. 2-2 now. Pengelly delivers. Inside, and it hits Donahue in the right arm. So the second hit batsman of the night for the Spikes, the first for Pengelly. And the leadoff man is on here in the fourth. Final line on Jackson Delina, 3 innings, 6 runs charged to him, but only 3 earned, 6 hits and a walk. He struck out 4, hit a batter, through a total of 67 pitches, 41 of them for strikes. Here's Joel Dragu, the center fielder, flat out to center field in the first. Soft liner the other way for a single in the third. He scored in that inning. And Pengelly to the plate. Fastball for a strike at 92 over the outer half. Won the count. No runs, three hits, an error for State College. Six runs, six hits, no errors for Mahoning Valley as we play in the bottom of the fourth. And the right-hander deals. Fastball just off the plate outside to Dragoo. Dane looks in for the sign from Max Bushyhead. The defense surrounding the mound stays the same. And the 1-1. Slider low. Two balls and a strike. It is still Trayson Hughes at first base tonight. Blake Wilson at second. Carson Luna at short. Daniil Ortiz at third. Outfield is Samuel Benjamin in left. Derek Wiley in center. Tyson Bass in right. And that has actually been the alignment since the start of the game as the 2-1 to Dragoo fouled to the netting above the first base dugout. 2-2 now to the Mahoning Valley center fielder. Garrett Pike, who had seven RBIs last night in his Scrappers debut, is on deck. He has reached base twice this evening. Donahue leads off first. Hughes holding him on. The pitch homeward, fouled to the netting above the first base dugout again. Mahoning Valley led by former big leaguer Quentin McCracken. And McCracken had some big seasons in the pros, a valuable bat off the bench. There goes the runner on the 2-2. Pitch a ball. Throw down to second. Tag applied by Wilson. And what a throw by Max Bushyhead right on target. Donahue caught stealing. 2-4 the put out. And there's one away. And that was called strike three as well. So make it a strike him out, throw him out, double play. The first strikeout for Dan Pengelly as a spike is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. And here's a liner back through the box. Hits Pengelly on the backside, but he picks the ball up, turns to first, throws in time. Immediately, Max Bushyhead comes over to say, "Are you okay?" That was a 96-mile-an-hour liner off the backside, and Dane right now says he's good, but I'm sure that he is going to get checked on once he gets into the dugout. Great presence of mind, despite the screamer, to make the putout at first. Nothing across from Mahoning Valley in the fourth. We'll check on the status of Dane Pengelly, and we'll have the fifth inning for you after this. Mahoning Valley 6, State College. Nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch, hit, and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, and Dane Pengelly struck in the backside by the 96-mile-an-hour liner, but picked the ball up through to first. He did not appear to be suffering any ill effects, but that might just be adrenaline. Again, we'll check on, see if he comes back out for the fifth inning, but does go pretty clean in the fourth. And now in the first pitch of the fifth inning, Derek Wiley pops it up to right field. Garrett Pike is there. One away. And Hunter Dryden has been efficient so far. Dryden throwing his 49th pitch of the night. And already with 4 1/3 innings under his belt, 35 of those pitches have been for strikes. He now faces Max Bushyhead. Bushyhead singled in the third inning, and on the first pitch, bounced it up the middle, taken by Donahue, second baseman behind the bag, bouncing throw to first, but in time. Had enough behind it to get it there. And two pitches, two outs here in the top of the fifth, as Hunter Dryden has been extremely efficient. And here is Carson Luna now, the 18-year-old shortstop, 0-for-1 so far tonight. 6-0 Mahoning Valley here is the pitch from Dryden, fastball high and away, ball one. Again, Dryden, Division III collegiate career for the most part, but he is scheduled to be joining Gonzaga, and he has been impressive tonight. The 1-0, fastball on the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. And the pitch. Chopped off the plate, left side, off the mound. Dryden juggles the baseball, and it trickles into foul territory, third base side, but this will be a base hit for Luna. And that'll be Carson's first of the game, the Spikes' fourth as a team. So with a runner aboard and two outs, here's Blake Wilson. The second baseman struck out against Dryden in the third. The right-hander Dryden has 5 strikeouts tonight, no walks. Now 4 hits against him, which he has scattered throughout 4 2/3 innings. No more than 1 hit in a frame for the Spikes. Throw on to first, and diving back in is Luna. And Dryden put a lot behind that pickoff throw to first. He threw that like he was coming to the plate. Here's the set. Another throw to first, and again Luna dives back in. There is right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. There's nobody warming up in the State College bullpen, so that lends credence to Dane Pengelly being okay after the liner. Again, hit him on the backside, and now the pitch to Wilson popped up on the middle of the infield just behind the mound. The shortstop Crawford takes charge and makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs a hit, a runner left on. Halfway home at Eastwood Field. Through 4 1/2, it's Mahoning Valley 6, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A cloud cover now passing over Eastwood Field. Nothing threatening, but there are no clouds beyond the left field wall, creating a beautiful sunset here at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. Not quite been as beautiful for the Spikes as they would have liked, though. Mahoning Valley with a 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth, and Dane Pengelly is back on the mound for the Spikes, so no ill effects. He might be feeling it tomorrow, but I think what helped him there, he caught it on the meat of the backside. providing a little bit of cushion. That was a hard hit liner off the bat of Garrett Pike. Will Shannon, the leadoff man here in the fifth inning, takes an off-speed pitch up and in after a foul ball on the first pitch. 1-1 the count. And the offering, breaking ball, slides inside. Two balls and a strike. Righty on the mound, righty at the plate. Shannon to be followed by Alton Geiselman and Cohen Nikolai at the dish. Agnelli with the windup, three-quarter delivery. The pitch, a called strike. Fastball at 92 miles an hour over the outer half. And 26.09, the RPMs. Good spin rate on that fastball. And that three-quarters delivery might make it a little bit more repeatable. It's the 2-2. Breaking ball, fouled away right side. A slider again. Two balls, two strikes. Agnelli gets the sign, delivers. Fastball low and away. Shannon did not chase. Count is full. Still Hughes at first, Wilson at second, Luna at short, Ortiz at third, Benjamin in left, Wiley in center, Bass in right with Bushy Head behind the plate. Ramada out of town, scoreboard in the big leagues here after the 3-2 pitch. Bounced on to second, taken on the backhand by Wilson, fires to first in time, and one away. In the major leagues on a Thursday night, Cubs leading the Rays 2-0, top of the seventh, and found out today that former Spike Wood Myers, now a scout in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. So good luck to him there with the Rays. The Red Sox leading the Phillies 4-3, going to the bottom of the fourth at Fenway. Marlins and Mets scoreless bottom five. First pitch to Alton Geiselman, sharp grounder into left field, a base hit. And went between short and third, and Geiselman with his second hit of the night, a little sharper than his first one, a flare that went the other way. This one, grounder at 97 miles an hour off the bat. And now Cohen Nikolai, the batter. Nikolai delivered a two-run single in the third inning, struck out back in the second, but that base hit scored two of the Scrappers' four runs in the inning. It's a six-run lead from Mahoning Valley at this stage in the bottom of the fifth. Pengelly to the plate, upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Elsewhere in the bigs, on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Athletics and Twins tied at two, bottom of the third in Minnesota. Earlier today, the Braves over the Orioles, 6-3. Tigers top the Nationals, 7-2. The pitch, a fastball and a called strike. 1-1 to Nikolai. Royals top the Yankees, 4-3 in KC. Clay Holmes, unfortunately, allowing a walk-off double in the bottom of the ninth. First blown save of the season, I believe, for Clay, the former Spike, serving as the Yankee closer. Meanwhile, the Cardinals hold on to defeat the Pirates 4-3 today. Later on tonight, Angels and Diamondbacks at 9:40 in Arizona. The Mariners hosting the White Sox at 9:40. Sharp grounder to second, taken in by Wilson. Throw a second for one. 360 by Luna, but his throw to first offline. And now bearing towards second is Nikolai, and it's the catcher, Bushy Head, backing up, scrambling to the bag, and applying the tag to the diving guy, Nikolai, as he tried to get back. Nikolai leaned towards second as the throw got away, but what hustle by Max Bushy Head to go down to first, back up the play, retrieve the ricochet off the wall, and beat Nikolai back to the bag. And meanwhile, it looks like now Nikolai is down, and looks like there might be another. Is it the first base coach, I think, is looking. He might have lost the lens there. But nevertheless, it will be the third out of the inning. And there's no error on the play. 4-6 on the force play, and then Nikolai tagged out, trying to get back to first after leaning to second. No runs, a hit, nobody left. Five gone, 6-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
So as of right now, it is being credited as a 4-6-2 double play. But Max Bushy had backing up the play. The throw on the attempted 4-6-3 double play went awry to first, but Bushyhead, that is why the catcher hustles down to first and backs up the play, retrieved the ricochet, and beat the runner back to the bag after Nikolai was leaning towards second. It looked like what they were doing over at first is Mahoning Valley assistant coach Quentin Holmes was looking for contact lens, I think. And I'm not sure if they found it, but here is a chopping bouncer foul. First base sign off the bat of Trayson Hughes leading off the sixth inning for the Spikes, but still a tremendous play, and all credit to Max Bushyhead there. It is 6-0 Mahoning Valley, but Bushyhead still chugging, still giving 100%. That is just the epitome of a play that I'm sure will be shown to demonstrate why you hustle at all times out on the field. 0-2 the count to Hughes, 0-2 in the game. Takes a breaking ball down and away. By the way, Hunter Dryden is still on the mound for Mahoning Valley. Dryden, the right-hander, has thrown 55 pitches, 41 for strikes, and his 56th is swung and missed. Strike three is he has notched 6 strikeouts tonight and now into the sixth inning. 5 1/3 so far. We'll have to check and see who has the longest outing to this point in the MLB Draft League this year. Now here is Samuel Benjamin, who extended his hitting streak to a league-high 9 games with his single in the fourth. He has stolen a base as well, 1-for-2 tonight. Swings at the first pitch and lofts it foul third base side for strike one. And the pitch. That is fouled back to the screen. So far in the MLB Draft League this year, there have been 4 pitchers who have gone 6 innings in a game. They're all from the Williamsport Crosscutters. And in fact, Zach Murray from the Crosscutters has done it twice. The 0-2 to Benjamin swung on and missed strike three. 7 strikeouts for Dryden, who is currently in 5th place with 5 2/3 innings now under his belt. Cade Climie the batter. Climie is 0-for-2. He is the designated hitter this evening. And 7 strikeouts for Dryden. He has not walked a batter. 4 hits against him, but no runs. Hasn't allowed more than 1 base runner in any inning. And the pitch. Climie fouls it back to the screen. In fact, the Spikes have not got a man to third base tonight. They have got a man to second twice. But Ortiz was caught trying to steal third. Benjamin reached second on a steal, but was stranded there. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball low. Evens it up. Ramada out of town. Scoreboard, one more game on the big league schedule. Rangers and Dodgers to meet at 10-10 in Chavez Ravine. Stanley Cup Final Game 3 underway as well. Bouncer up the middle, off the bat of Climie, past the outstretched mitt of Drinan into center field. And Climie with a two-out single, his first hit of the night, the Spikes fifth. Game scoreless. 4.5 minutes in between the Panthers and the Oilers, Florida leading 2-0. And Salt Lake City picking Utah Hockey Club as a temporary name for the, I guess you could say, relocated Arizona Coyotes, although the Coyotes franchise technically still active. And the pitch, a strike over the outer edge, 0-1 the count. Utah getting everything else other than the name Arizona Coyotes and the rest of the Coyotes' marks. Here's the 0-1 to Daniel Ortiz, who does have a hit. His single in the second was robbed of extra bases by Joel Dragu, the center fielder, going into the warning track to reel one in. Also, Trevor Lawrence agrees to a $275 million five-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars, an extension, according to a source. 0-2 to Ortiz, swing and a miss, strike three. So the eighth strikeout for Dryden as he records a trio of Ks in the inning. One hit, one runner left on base, and Hunter Dryden becomes the fourth pitcher to throw six innings in an MLB Draft League game this season. At the end of 5.5 here at Eastwood Field at 6-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Change in the field for the Spikes as we reach the bottom of the sixth inning. Jake Mumaud checks in, replacing Blake Wilson at second base. And the first pitch to Brian Williams, a strike. Second pitch, swing and a miss. Off-speed low and away as Dane Pengelly on to his third inning of work. He has faced the minimum so far. He has given up a hit and struck out, or rather, given up a hit and hit a batter, but has got out of it with a strike him out, throw him out, double play, and a heads-up play by Max Bushyhead. And now the 0-2 breaking ball freezes Williams on the inner half of the plate, and Dane Pengelly with his second strikeout of the night. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Here's Bo Ankeny, the batter, the third baseman, hit by a pitch and scored in the second. Drove in a run with a triple in the third. Six nothing Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the sixth. Two runs in the second, four in the third. The 0-1 to Ankeny fouled away. 0-2 the count. Meanwhile, the U.S. Open underway at Pinehurst number 2 down in North Carolina. 0-2 to Ankeny, fouled away. Patrick Cantlay and Rory McIlroy, each with 5-under 65s to lead the field after the first round. Ludvig Åberg at 4-under. France's Mathieu Pavon and former U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau nearly took the PGA title earlier this year, just last month, both at 3-under. Bouncer on to short, taken by Carson Luna, slings it over to first, and Brylan West now in the game there at first base, snares it for the second out. So West taking over for Trayson Hughes, who moves into left field. And Samuel Benjamin now is out of the game, allowing West to go in. Actually, I checked that. Benjamin and Hughes are both out as the first pitch to Crawford is strike. It is instead, I believe that's Hayden Moore out there. We'll double check on that. 0-1 to Crawford. That's fouled back to the screen. Oh, and 2 now. 2 down, bottom of the sixth inning. And, yep, that is Hayden Moore in left field now. So Hughes is out of the game entirely. And I believe Moore has gone in as a straight switch for Benjamin. West going in as a straight switch for Hughes. We'll check on that. The 1-2 to Crawford is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Dane Pengelly, an impressive debut, withstands a liner off his backside. Grabbing the out there, a little help from his friends. And now three strikeouts brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Fit for Play offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountnittany.org/fitforplay. Three up, three down in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh. Mahoning Valley 6, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch, hit, and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And for the first time tonight, Mahoning Valley goes to the bullpen after Hunter Dryden posted the fifth six-inning start of the season in the MLB Draft League's first half. Six scoreless frames, now 10 straight zeros on the ledger to start his MLB Draft League career. Dryden yielded 5 hits, no walks, 8 strikeouts in the game. And the first pitch from Darryl Johnson Jr., the right-hander, is up high for a ball to Tyson Bass. Dryden needed just 66 pitches, 50 of them for strikes, to get through 6 innings. And the 1-0 to Bass, sent deep to right field. Pike back, leaps at the warning track, and he makes the catch. That is the second time tonight that a spike has gone all the way to the warning track, but the scrapper outfielder has been able to track it down. One down in the top of the seventh. Scrappers with two runs in the second inning, four and in the third to take a 6-0 lead. Here's Derek Wiley, the spike center fielder, 0-2 this evening. First pitch strike on the breaking ball, inner half of the plate from Johnson. Darryl Johnson, Jr. out of Shorter University, Division II school down in Georgia, Atlanta native, 6'4", 225 pounds. He did appear Tuesday night for the Scrappers and pitched a scoreless eighth inning, striking out two of the three batters he faced. And the next offering, a strike on the outer edge to Wiley, 0-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Derek does not chase. It is ball one. Johnson has made four appearances so far for the Scrappers. A 9 ERA, five runs charge him in five innings. Five hits, five walks, nine strikeouts. And that pitch swung on and missed. Dug out of the dirt by Geiselman. He will apply the tag and the ruling of a swing made at the plate. So that is the first strikeout for Johnson, the ninth from Mahoning Valley pitching tonight. And a quick check of the strikeout totals so far this year reveals that Dryden has posted the fourth eight strikeout game of the year, which leads the MLB Draft League thus far in single-game Ks. Eric McAtee of West Virginia has one, and Zach Murray in one of his two six-inning starts posted one, and that was on opening night last week. The other one from Kyle LaCalametto, another cross-cutter. Here's a fly ball and a 1-0 pitch off the bat of Max Bushyhead out to left field, and Ryan Williams able to haul it in, and the inning is over. So the spikes go down in order quickly in the seventh. Time to stretch here at Eastwood Field. It's Mahoning Valley 6, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dane Pengelly back on for a fourth inning of work. He has faced the minimum nine batters in his first three innings of relief. He will face the top of the Mahoning Valley order second time through, starting with Jordan Donahue. Hit him with a pitch first time up against Pengelly, and the right-hander delivers down and in for a ball with a breaking ball. Donahue's 0-2 in the game. He then was caught stealing as part of a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play in the fourth. The 1-0 outside for a ball, 2-0, and despite the Scrappers trailing, or excuse me, the Spikes trailing, 6-0 against the Scrappers, some positives to take out of this game. Certainly Dane Pengelly is one of them. He has withstood a 96-mile-an-hour liner off the Tuckus, but his presence of mind allowed him to throw the runner out at first base anyway after the deflection, you might say, although that's understating it a bit. 2-0 to Donahue, fouled away, third base side, 2-1. But he has also showcased a nice fastball at 92 to 94 miles an hour. has a changeup as well that just drops out of the zone. The 2-1, and this one lifted in the air. Right field, back for it is Bass, and he reels it in at the warning track in front of the short 4-foot-high outfield wall in front of the Mahoning Valley bullpen.
Number 35, Joel Drago.
And Bass able to make the play. If he's not there, that's gone for a homer. 330 feet down the line, 375 in the gaps, 405 to dead center here at Eastwood Field. But again, those short 4-foot-high fences reminiscent of Fenway Park in front of the bullpens. The visitors' pen down the left field line, the home bullpen down the right field line. And the first pitch low for a ball to Joel Drago, 1-for-3 in the game. And the next offering swung on and missed, 93 on the fastball, 1-1 the count. Pengelly has thrown 41 pitches since entering the game. 3 1/3 innings, and now the fastball down and away. And Pengelly, even before receiving the baseball, had the hat off, takes a quick pace around the mound. He's not pacing that much. Of course, he's on a timer, just like everybody's been throughout the game. And the 2-1 is low for a ball, 3-1 with a 20-second pitch timer anymore. As a hurler, you can't waste really any time. You have to get the ball, get ready, and go. Here's the 3-1. Breaking ball high, ball 4. And that's the first walk issued by Dame Pengelly. Here's Garrett Pike now. Pike is 1-for-2 with a walk. Singled in the first inning, drew the free pass in the third, scored in that frame, and then he lined it off the backside of Pengelly, but Dane able to recover, throw him out at first. And looked no worse for wear. And Pike goes the other way with this one. More on the move, but he won't be able to get to it. Drops in just right of the stripe. Hurrying on to third is Drago, and he will make it. As Pike goes to second, that'll be a double for Garrett Pike. Well placed down the left field line. And now two runners on with one out for Will Shannon. Shannon is 0-for-3 officially. Struck out looking in the first, reached on an error in the third, grounded out to second in the fifth. And the pitch, that's low for a ball to Shannon, 93 miles an hour, ball 1. 6-0 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the seventh. Scrappers only out hitting the spikes 8-5 at State College with one error. And the pitch, that is low for a ball. Two and 0 the count. And Pengelly falling behind here now with a pair of runners in scoring position. He'll have to dig himself out of the hole. From the belt, delivers. Fastball outside, 3-0, and this may be a case, too, of the intentional, unintentional walk. There is right-handed action that is just now starting in the Spikes bullpen by someone wearing a sweatshirt on an 80-degree night. 3-0. Outside ball 4. Well, first base was open. So again, the intentional, unintentional walk perhaps with the bases loaded, one out now. Alton Geiselman, the catcher, will step in, and Max Bushyhead is going to go to the mound and have a chat with Dane Pengelly. And the pitch. That is low for a ball. 1-0 the count. And Well, officially, as of now, there are two double plays for the Spikes. Maybe one yet, but Max Bushyhead with a tremendous hustle play in the fifth inning on a would-be double play ball that would have could have gone awry, but he backed it up so nicely. At first, he tagged out the runner trying to get back to the bag. But now Mahoning Valley with the bases loaded, one out, bottom of the seventh. Spikes will need the traditional double play here. The 1-1 upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Spikes have turned four of those this season. The fourth one coming just yesterday. The set by Pengelly and the 2-1. Fastball low and away, 3-1 the count. And the pitch. Fastball low, ball four, and a run walks in. Dragu scores, Pint to third, Shannon to second. And an RBI, the easy way for Geiselman to make it 7-0. Here's Cohen Nickline now, the DH. He was the man tagged out at first, scrambling back after leaning towards second on the throw that got away. And tagged out by Bushyhead there. Nickline is 1-for-3, though, with two runs knocked in, both of which came on his single in the third inning. He has scored a run as well. Stands in the right-handed box, facing the righty Pengelly, who delivers a breaking ball for a strike on the outer half. And now the right-hander warming up, and the Spikes bullpen has doffed the sweatshirt. And it is Jaron Warwick, who was very impressive in his opening outing for the Spikes, although this may not be Warwick warming up to come into the game. The Spikes have lately been throwing some bullpens during the game and late in the game. We saw that happen yesterday with Jason Flores, who had started. He threw a bullpen during the game yesterday, the 1-1. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. And with the Spikes now having added another catcher in St. Louis's Knox Preston, a teammate of Hayden Moore for the Billikens, who's originally from Nashville. Now they are fully staffed in terms of catching. You have a man ready to back up as a 2-1 skitter's foul, first base side, 2-2 to Nickline. And then somebody out in the bullpen as well, and they'll rotate each game. And you now have, if you're the Spikes and Tim Battle making a lineup each day, the option of using one catcher in the field and the other at DH. Although there are a plethora of bats for these State College Spikes that can rotate into that DH role. Cade Climby doing so tonight as the 2-2 line to Brylon West, and West will go to the bag at first as Geiselman well off it. It turns into a double play. Not the conventional ground ball double play, but since when have any of the double plays been conventional for the Spikes in this one? Mahoning Valley adds a run, however, on one hit, two runners left on base, and at the end of seven, it is 7-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or take out is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
A new pitcher for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers in the eighth inning. It is right-hander Amon Khan. Khan, a native of Chicago out of Lane Technical High School. He is 18 years old. He'll turn 19 in November, but he is 6'5", 203 pounds, and he is making his debut with the Mahoning Valley Scrappers tonight after Darryl Johnson Jr. threw a scoreless perfect inning for the second time this week. For the Scrappers, faced three batters, retired them all, one via strikeout. Johnson throwing a total of eight pitches, five strikes. But Khan getting some work here. He'll face the 8-9-1 batters in the order. Although a little different 8-9-1 than when we started the game, it's now Carson Luna leading off. But he'll be followed by Jake Mumaugh and Brylan West. 7-0 lead for Mahoning Valley. So Spike still with six outs to work with here, as Luna takes a strike at the knees. 90 on the fastball from Khan. Again, just 18 years old, but already 6'5". And the 0-1 pitch. That is fouled, and that, I believe, ricocheted off of the catcher, Alton Geiselman, but he just reaches back for a new baseball. Want to remind you, the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes, and on that Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard as Luna takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. 1-2, the count to Carson. He's 1-for-2 in the game. And the pitch. And Luna smacks this one toward left field, but Brian Williams set up right in the path of that fly ball. He was aligned perfectly just in front of the warning track. And Luna, hard hit, 97 miles an hour off the bat, but ends up as out number one. Here's Jake Mumaugh now. Mumaugh, the Florida Gulf Coast University product. .269 batting average, .345 on base. Two doubles, three RBIs in eight games for the Spikes. And he's also 6-for-6 in steal attempts. Takes a ball low and away. Mumaugh, listed as a switch hitter, but he is almost always a left-handed hitter, regardless of who is on the mound. There's a bouncer foul into the hands of Darnell Sweeney, who's used to hauling those bouncers in. One ball and one strike. On the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard, Williamsport leading West Virginia now 8-4 cross-cutters in the top of the eighth inning. And the pitch, low and away for a ball. 2-1 to Mumaugh. Checked in for Blake Wilson at second base in the sixth inning. This is his first time up tonight. Spikes with five hits as a team. The Scrappers with eight. State College with a lone error. The 2-1 delivery is low for ball three. Well, Warwick continues to throw for the Spikes, and judging by the fact he continues to warm up, I think he will be in the eighth inning. And the 3-1 to Mumaugh, low for ball four. So Jake draws the one-out walk, and here's Brylan West. He replaced Trayson Hughes at first base in the sixth inning. Brylan was resting up a little bit, but then put into action. He's batting .375 since joining the Spikes in his first four games. 6-16 at the plate, four runs knocked in. Swings at the first pitch from Khan and fouls it away to the right side and out of play. 0-1 the count. Top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Joe Putnam along with you as the Spikes finishing off this three-game series at Eastwood Field. And Mahoning Valley leading tonight 7-0. It has been all Scrappers in this trio of games as the grounder to the left side. Past the diving shortstop Crawford into left field. That'll be a base hit for Brylan West. And now coming to the plate, he did deliver an RBI single last night. He delivers a one-out single here in the eighth inning tonight. Mumaugh advances to second, and Hayden Moore will step in. Moore took over for Samuel Benjamin in left field in the sixth inning. He made his first full game appearance for the Spikes last night, starting the game in left, then moving to center. He doubled in the eighth inning last night and scored a run, going 1-for-4 after making a plate appearance Tuesday and walking, joined the Spikes officially on Tuesday morning, just before we hopped on the bus out here to Ohio, taking the straight shot on Interstate 80. And the 0-1 to Moore, a fastball low, 1-1 the count. Tomorrow it is the Spikes in West Virginia. Part after the game tonight. Head down to the Mountain State. 7 o'clock start time tomorrow at what is now known as Kendrick Family Ballpark. Down in Granville, just outside Morgantown. Be along with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health at 6:45. The 1-1 breaking ball outside to Moore. 2-1 the count. Conn right back at it. Delivers another curveball that misses outside. 3-1. And a Saturday night game at 7 o'clock and then Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. at Kendrick Family Ballpark as the pitch down and in ball four. And now the bases are loaded for the Spikes. A pair of walks sandwiched around West's single. And Cade Climie now the batter. Remember, the Spikes have allowed a grand slam in this series. Garrett Pike accomplishing the feat last night, but now Cade Climie steps into the right-handed batter's box. Here's the set by Conn. Out of the stretch, the pitch. And Climie bounces this one onto short. Taken by Crawford. Throw to second for one. On to first. Double play. And that'll end the inning. So the Spikes threatened in the eighth, but kept off the board. One hit. Two runners left on base. 7-0 Mahoning Valley as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on
my lightning. This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new salsa stand next to the Kids Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Dan Pengelly did pretty well in his first outing as a State College Spike. Pengelly going four innings in relief, allowing one run on two hits. He walked three batters, but he struck out three, hit a batter as well. Threw 58 pitches, 32 for strikes, and he now gives way to the right-hander Jaron Warwick, the righty out of New Caney, Texas, by way of Southeastern University in Florida, and Warwick has been impressive. A 1-0 record, a 0 ERA in two outings, comprising 5 1/3 innings. He has allowed zero runs total, earned or otherwise, on three hits, and he has 9 strikeouts to no walks this season.
Leading off for your starters, the left fielder,
Warwick also allowing opponents just a 167 batting average, and he has some electric stuff. He is 22 years old, but he is definitely a guy turning some heads as he faces the 7-8-9 batters for the Scrappers, starting with Brian Williams, the left fielder, 0-for-3 in the game. First pitch fastball is outside for ball one. And the pitch. That is outside for a ball, 2-0. 7-0 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the eighth. Last chance for the Spikes coming up in the ninth. Still vestiges of sunlight here as the 2-0 swung on and missed. 92 miles an hour. It'll be Ortiz, Bass, and Wiley due up for the Spikes in the ninth. Stranger things have happened. You get some base runners on to start things off. Who knows what could take place. And the 2-1 pitch, a fastball low and away. 3-1 the count, 92 miles an hour from Warwick. He goes strictly from the stretch. And the 3-1, a fastball high, ball four. Now facing Bo Ankeny, the third baseman. Ankeny has reached base twice, once being hit by a pitch in the second inning and scoring in that frame. Then an RBI triple in the third. It played in the sixth Mahoning Valley run. He grounded out to short in the sixth. Here's the set by Warwick. Incoming plane here. Might be coming into Warren or Youngstown. First pitch strike, fastball in the inner half. We're relatively close to both of those communities here in Niles, but we'll be headed down the road to Morgantown area after this one is over, and then after three games in West Virginia, an off day on the schedule Monday, back home for Walking Taco Tuesday against the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. Half-price Walking Tacos all game long. Tickets available now at statecollegespikes.com. And the 0-2 slider swung on and missed. Ankeny goes down to a knee going after that one, and that is Jaron Warwick's first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Here's Carson Crawford now, the shortstop, 1-for-3, a two-run double in the second inning. Since then, a flyout and a strikeout. First pitch, strike, fastball over the outer half of the plate, 0-1. Now Warwick, after losing Williams early on, he has settled right down. A fastball upstairs as a helicopter comes in. Through the, I guess it's not quite the night sky here over Eastwood Field. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Breaking ball, strike just above the knees. And the pitch swung on and missed. And that's strike three. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Jaron Warwick. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate, comprehensive pediatric care. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. Here's Jordan Donahue, the second baseman. He is 0-for-3, hit by a pitch in the game as well. Also caught stealing in his lone attempt. And that one is a strike, fastball over the outer half of the plate to the lefty Donahue. Warwick, a walk to Williams, but then strikeouts of Ankeny and Crawford now. His 14th pitch, a breaking ball, slides just a bit outside. Staying outside on the lefty, ball one. And the pitch. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. 1-2. Well, Hunter Dryden, six scoreless innings from Mahoning Valley tonight, and no big-time hitting efforts, just a collection up and down, stringing base runners together and bringing them in is what the Spikes were doing over the first six games of the season. Now, after being on the verge of getting swept here, they'll have to look within and come back out firing on the turf at Kendrick Family Ballpark. And the 2-2 to Donahue, bounced foul, first base side. It is scheduled to be Carson Bailey on the mound for the Spikes to start tomorrow night. High schooler from Texas. I was thinking of Dawson Bailey, the Spike from two seasons ago in the second half. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-2 to Donahue, two outs. Williams will be off with his pitch. There he goes. There's the pitch. And just low on the slider. So Williams will move to second. And Donahue reaches on the second walk of the inning. Now Joel Drigu, the center fielder, up. Drigu is 1-for-3 with a walk. He has scored a pair of runs. 7-0 Mahoning Valley on the bottom of the eighth. Ortiz, Bass, Wiley due up for the Spikes in the ninth. Warwick sets and delivers. Fastball outside. Bushyhead rises to throw, but no movement by the runners. And 7 o'clock game tomorrow night in West Virginia. I'll be along with you at 6:45 for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. A set. A look to second. Another look, and the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Fished after the off-speed pitch low and came up empty. Nothing on the hook. 1-1 the count. Now Warwick right back at it. Delivers. Change up low and away. Dragu does not chase this time. Two balls and a strike. Lights really just now starting to take over as the source of sight in the game. Again, there is still vestiges of sunlight above us here. Gorgeous cotton candy sky far off over the left field wall. And the 2-1 fastball misses high, not by much, but missed. 3-1. First and second, two down. Warwick looking to get out of the inning. And the pitch. That is swung on. Sliced toward right field. Coming in on it. Bass, it'll drop in front of him for a base hit. Runners go station to station. Williams to third. Donahue to second. And with the bases loaded and two outs, here is Garrett Pike, the right fielder, who is 2-for-3 tonight with a single and a double. He has walked and scored a run as well. That's the ninth Mahoning Valley hit of the evening. Warwick comes set. And the pitch. That is low for a ball, 1-0. And the pitch. That is low and away, ball two. The 2-0, and a chopper on to second. Taken in by Mumaw, throw on to first in time, and Jaron Warwick comes in, holds the Scrappers off the board in the eighth. No runs, a hit, three runners left on base, but eight innings complete. Still 7-0 Mahoning Valley, one last chance for the Spikes in the ninth when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Being here, I can't imagine being in the field other than your State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Into the ninth inning, and Mahoning Valley, even though this is not a save situation, will go with one last reliever on the night, and it is right-hander Colby Duggan. And we saw Duggan out here on Tuesday night as well. Pitched the seventh inning that night and struck out all three batters he faced on 15 pitches, 10 of them for strikes. Duggan has made four appearances total for the Scrappers, no record but a zero ERA. In five innings, he has allowed no runs, earned or otherwise, only one hit and a walk against him. That hit is the only base runner he's allowed in five innings. And he has recorded nine strikeouts. But it'll be Daniil Ortiz, the reigning MLB Draft League Player of the Week, followed by Tyson Bass and Derek Wiley up. 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the order. It is 7-0 Mahoning Valley. Spikes will try to start a rally here against the right-hander out of the University of Kansas.
Number 40, Daniil Ortiz.
And Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game. Singled in the second, flied out in the fourth on a great play by Joel Dragu, wringing it in at the warning track, then struck out in the sixth. Going strictly from the stretch is Duggan, and the pitch homeward, a breaking ball down and in for ball one. 77 on the off the inner half. Here's the set. And the 1-0 to Ortiz. And Daniil sends this one high in the air, right center field. Dragu going back again, and for the second time tonight, he takes one away for extra bases. 101 miles an hour off the bat, 386 feet. But Dragu chases it down once more. I believe I sense an animus starting to form from Daniil Ortiz for Joel Dragu. One gone in the ninth, and now here's Tyson Bass, the right fielder. He is 0-for-3, grounded out in the second, struck out in the fourth, flied out in the seventh. And the pitch, that is low for a ball to Bass. 90 on the fastball from Duggan. Amon Khan went one inning, allowing one hit, one walk, no runs against him. Did not record a strikeout. Through 17 pitches, 8 of them for strikes, and the 1-0 to Bass fouled away into the seats first base side. Strike one. No runs, 6 hits, an error for the Spikes. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Scrappers. Mahoning Valley on the verge of a series sweep. We'll see if that vaults them into sole possession of second place or a tie for first. As the pitch to Bass fouled away, right side, 1-2 the count. Derek Wiley is waiting in the on-deck circle. Duggan comes set, glove away from the body at the belt. Kicks and the 1-2, breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three.
Dropped off the table there. That's the first strikeout for Duggan. That's the 10th for Mahoning Valley pitching tonight. And the last hope for the Spikes is Derek Wiley, 0 for 3 this evening. Now Hunter Dryden will be in line for the win. Six scoreless innings. He scattered five hits. He struck out 8. Jackson DeLita will take the loss in all likelihood. And the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. Pretty decent-sized crowd tonight here at Eastwood Field as well for what has turned out to be a quick game. Here is the set by Duggan. And the 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, deflected off the mitt of Geiselman, but simply ball one. Nobody on base. Spikes trying to dodge the shutout here. Have not been shut out yet this season. Recorded back-to-back shutouts against Trenton on the road in the opening week of the year. The 1-1. Fastball and a strike on the outer half. It's 1-2, and Spikes down to their final strike. Tomorrow night, Spikes in the West Virginia Black Bears from Kendrick Family Ballpark down in Granville outside of Morgantown. I'll be along with you at 6:45 for Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. Here's the 1-2. Wiley fouls it away, first base side. Spikes back home Tuesday and Wednesday. Walking Taco Tuesday, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars on tap. Tickets for both 6:35 p.m. games available now at statecollegespikes.com. Also available at the Spikes ticket office, open tomorrow from 9 a.m. to the end of the PIAA games. But 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that's the ball game. As Duggan retires, the Spikes in order. Your final tonight, Mahoning Valley 7, State College nothing. Spikes drop to 5-4. Mahoning Valley now 6-3 after the sweep. We'll wrap it up from Eastwood Field right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new salsa stand next to the Kids Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, the Spikes fall tonight by the score of 7-0. Final game totals here at Eastwood Field. For the Spikes, no runs on 6 hits, 1 error, 6 runners left on base from Mahoning Valley. 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 8 runners left on base. Hunter Dryden throws 6 innings to start the Mahoning Valley shutout. One of only 4 pitchers to go 6 innings in a single start so far in the MLB Draft League season, 9 games old per team. He scattered 5 hits, did not walk a batter, struck out 8 in 66 pitches. Tremendously economical through 6 innings of work. Jackson Delina went the first 3, got the loss. Dane Pengelly, a nice outing to start his tenure with the Spikes. He allowed a run on 2 hits, 3 walks, a hit batsman, but 3 strikeouts. Went 4 innings, needing just 58 pitches in his own right. And Samuel Benjamin did extend his hitting streak out to 9 games now. He has at least 1 hit in every game the Spikes have played so far. It is the longest currently active streak in the MLB Draft League. Time of tonight's game, 2 hours and 19 minutes. A brisk pace in front of 3,508 here at Eastwood Field. I'll be back with you tomorrow night, 6:45 p.m. for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health on the road, as we continue the road trip with the opener of the second half of the road swing. A 7 o'clock matchup against the West Virginia Black Bears at the ballpark now known as Kendrick Family Ballpark, down in Granville, just outside of Morgantown, as the principal owner of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ken Kendrick, and his family making a sizable donation, and so honored with the renaming of the ballpark, which also plays host to the West Virginia University Mountaineers as well. It is all turf, and it'll be interesting, with temperatures slated to rise even more this weekend around the east, how things will be down in West Virginia in the upcoming series. But we have seen several road trips over the years with the Spikes. It hasn't started the best, but it has finished strong, and the Spikes coming off of sweeping the Black Bears last weekend in 3 games at Medler Field at LeBron O. Park. So now taking on the Black Bears once again, and tomorrow night It will be Carson Bailey, the left-hander out of Richardson, Texas, making the start on the mound for the Spikes. And I'll be on with you at 6:45. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us tonight here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.